The Ramban in his Chiddushin and Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis says that the Bracha queries, what is the Bracha on Kriyashma? And he says that the Birkas HaMitzvah on Kriyashma is the Bracha of Ava Rabba. And therefore, the Bracha must be said immediately before the Kriyashma. And he's opposed to saying Kel Melech Neman before Shema, which is a common minug, because he says that's mafsik, that interrupts between the Birkas HaMitzvah, which has to be over Lasiyoson, and the Shema. And the Ramban explains that the minug of Kel Melech Naaman was instituted when people didn't know the brachas themselves, and therefore while the Shema they're required to say by themselves. The Yushalmi says everybody has to say Shema by themselves. There's no Shema Ka'ina. Everybody has Mekabel Omach HaShemayim by themselves. But this Kel Melech Naaman was just an expansion of the Amen that the Tzibur was saying to be Yotze the Birkas Kriyashma. But we who are saying Birkas Kriyashma ourselves, Kel Melech Naaman is a Hefsek. However, if one looks in the Rabbeinu Yonah says that indeed when somebody says Shema Al Hamita, if they said Shema early in Shul before this man, and there being Yotzei Shema subsequently after this man, the Rabbeinu quotes with Amnon Gaon as saying that a person should actually make a bracha, a Birkas HaMitzvah, Ashkir Tzomashav Tzivanu Likro Shema, on the Kriya Shema to be Yotze. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rav said that why indeed isn't there a standard Birkas Bracha on Shema? So he said that we see from the Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, the Balamor was of the opinion that the Tekiyas Demiyushev, which are the Tekiyas that are said before the Shemona Esrei, were a later institution. They were instituted in the time of Rabbeinu Sarovoy after the Chesimus HaTalmud. And during the Talmud, the period of the Talmud, there were only on the Brachas Demu'uman in the midst of the Shemona Esrei, and therefore there was no bracha on the shofar. The bracha on shofar was instituted when they instituted having birkas, having the shofar being blown before the Shemona Esrei, the Tekiyas Demiyushev, and then when it was separate from the Shemona Esrei, they started saying they instituted the bracha on Shikim Shemot Shemano, whatever the text of the bracha is, the Shemona called shofar according to the Rambam. And the Rav explained, because any mitzvah which is defined within the context of bracha, there's no bracha made on a bracha. So, for example, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bench, but we don't make a bracha on a Birkas HaMitzvah on benching, because the kium comes through bracha. Similarly, when we daven, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. So, in the mitzvah d'rabbanan, we don't make a bracha on let's say tefillas mincha, because the kiyum comes through bracha. And similarly, according to the Baal HaMor, when shofar was integrated into the tefillah, so there was no bracha on it. Only when it was, because it was within the context of the coordinate system of bracha. Only when it was separated and there was a bracha said, and there was the kiyum shofar was separate from the brachas of the tefillah, then in the Tekiyas Demiyushev, only then did they institute Birkas HaMitzvah.